show, and today we're going to learn about the cloud.
The cloud?
The cloud.
You mean like the thing where...
No. I'm not even let you go there, Robin. Somebody who can really help us understand it is Global Archives' Haig Ermorian. Hi, Haig.
Good morning. Thank you.
Come on up close to the mic for us.
A little closer. All right.
All right. So straighten us out about the cloud.
Yeah. This is the place where you keep all your files.
Yeah, right? It's very secret, but it's just... Just think of it as a large computing system, and like a computer in your office, except it's sitting in a data center location where it's shared among the use of that computer is shared amongst many users.
This must be one heck of a large computer.
Well, every company has their own computing system. Ours is in a data center, actually in Southern California, and it has large storage capacity for all of our clients' data. So a typical client would be a medical facility that we host all of their medical records, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to basically convert the client's data into a digitized file and store it in the cloud.
Okay, now when this cloud thing first came up, I thought it's ironical that storage has become so inexpensive at the same time that the cloud comes up. But I guess the advantage of the cloud is multiple offices in the same company would have access from a central location.
Yeah, so any client... can be working out of his home, or his employees can be working out of his home, as long as he can get to the internet. Because of the authentication process of verifying who he is, and so he's cleared to get access to this data. Yeah, I mean you can be working in Germany and work off of our data system in Orange County.
Wow.
Okay, and so company is Global Archives, isn't
right?
It?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct.
So let's talk about security. How can we make sure that our data doesn't wind up on somebody else's computer?
Well, the problem is not so much, in my estimation, not so much bad guys stealing your data as the problem of the user being careless about his access. So, you use, for example, a common login name, like let's say your company is Gene's Show, and so you call your login Gene's Show, and then you use kind of a very simple password. Well, if typically you'll use that in other places, and so if they have access into your data, they're going to capture all of this information. So the best thing is to use complex login procedures.
Now, do you use it's becoming more and more common, and I find it kind of a nuisance, but I appreciate that two-factor authentication.
Yeah. Multi-factor authentication is becoming prevalent. We will roll that out this coming quarter.
Okay.
And what it is you log in with your username and your password, and it comes back and says, okay,
check your phone.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is that we have a lot of clients that are in the government, so they can't use
their personal phone.
And so they have to, and a lot of government facilities won't allow them to use their government phone to send this authentication process. So it gets a little, but the two-factor authentication, I think, just in itself has reduced a lot of the stealing of passwords and those kinds of things.
Let's step back now and talk a bit about your company, Global Archives. Why would we use your service as opposed to storing it in our own place?
Yeah. Well, the main advantages to using the services of a company like ours is that we are expressly driven for security purposes. So we use special algorithms, special accesses that, for example, you wouldn't do normally in your business. For example, the station here. You would also use our data because you'd be restricted, or I should say people would be restricted in accessing that data. That's kind of important. So there are, and the cloud in itself gives you an awful lot of speed that you probably can't get inside your office, or let's say you had two or three local offices. Our software and our services allow us to get onto the internet quickly and to use high-speed lines to get to the servers.
How good of an internet connection do we need in order to access this and make it work for ourselves?
Yeah. I think that if you use a reasonably good service provider, and we've got several here, it'll get you to the highway. The big problem is for our clients, a lot of them don't have good access to the highway. Mm-hmm. And so clients with large pieces of data, say a government, the clerk's office that has just tons of recorded data, they would have a real problem in moving a lot of data back and forth unless they make the investment to get a faster mm-hmm. on-ramp to the highway. Yep. Once they get on the highway, it goes pretty good.
Okay. I can understand where a larger company would want to use Global Archives to store their data. How quickly can we retrieve it? In other words, I guess the question I'm asking you, Haig, is do I want to just store data up there that I'm not using very much anymore, or do I want to put everything up there?
Well, I think that in time you'll put everything up there because mm-hmm. in our case and in other companies like our services, the data comes into our servers in the cloud. Mm-hmm. And it immediately goes to two different servers simultaneously. So you have immediate backup. And then those servers are then backed up. So you have a redundancy of safety in not losing data. Whereas if you're not digitized, let's say you're in paper box documents in boxes and stuff, it just takes so much longer to go find that paper and upload it into the system.
Now I've got a I guess with the computer that I got automatically sends stuff to the cloud, which I felt kind of nervous about at first, but I save it on my drive and it backs it up at the same time or makes a copy on the cloud. So
yeah.
I think it goes to the cloud, but I mm-hmm. put things on my computer at the same time, or you can go to that and
yeah,
download it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're
one of our advantages is we customize it so that you just put the key index fields for that data. We design that for you.
Okay.
Whereas if you're on Google or Amazon or something, it's pretty standard. You know, it's going to be a photograph and it's Paul at the beach. You got to type all that. So, but by far, I think you're better off putting it in the cloud just from a security standpoint now. And as they do this multi-factor authentication, and that it's going to be very, very safe.
How good do we have to be using our computer in order to use a system like yours?
Yeah, well, setting up the computer, of course, is important so that when you write this document and you save it as a PDF or as a Word doc, whatever, you can automatically, when you say finish, that you know, I save it or whatever, it saves automatically to the cloud. So the big issue is setting it up initially. It's not a big problem, but it's required to do that. So you don't have to move files from A to B mm-hmm. and C and then put it in a folder that automatically goes up to the cloud.
Would you be in your company be able to provide some training on that?
Well, we do for our products, for mm-hmm. our services. All of our clients we do training for them. We show them, you know, how to create the format that they're interested in, who gets access to it, all those kinds of things.
Okay. So you actually can help any company, for example, get onto the cloud using your services and getting that backup almost immediately.
Our company is about 21 years old, and it started in Southern California, and just about 2 or 3 years ago we really started working here. So it's a I forgot my train of thought here. Anyway, you can set it up pretty quickly.
Yeah. So that's what I want to get around here, because now you've got a business here, and we want to help other businesses and keep data safe, keep it accessible, and maybe clear out some back rooms at the same time and get rid of some banker's boxes.
Yeah.
Now, that is probably the most unreliable way of, unsecure way of keeping your data in a banker's box.
Believe it or not, many of our clients today came to us first by saying, I need this space because I'm going to put another exam room in, or I'm going to put some of the county governments. You know, we've got these tons of books that we've had for years and years, and they want to get rid of them so they can put in more books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of crazy. But then they realize, A, the security involved on the cloud. They realize how fast they can get the data, not having to go to a microfilm reader and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That was a nice idea, microfiche and microfilm. That was a nice way to, but it wasn't very secure.
Well, it wasn't secure and it wasn't very fast.
No. Yeah,
you could put a lot of data on a microfiche sheet, but, you know, you have to still key in all the numbers to get to that sheet, and
let's say we've got several boxes, banker's boxes of documents, and we how long does it do we have to scan each one individually?
Well, I mean, that's our main service here, is you bring your boxes in, or our truck goes over and picks them up, and the ladies in the office and some of the men will actually scan that for you and put them up. So, but we've got very sophisticated scanners, so we handle a range of things. But it takes, just to give you an example, you bring a box in, you've got to figure out what's in the box, how it's going to be organized, and you set all that up. But we're trained to do that, and we have tools to expedite it. You can scan a document in, and you can read the data on the scanned image and do all the indexing automatically.
So each individual document, instead of having 2021's bank records, each one could be individually, so you can access them easily.
Exactly. Well, that's a good example. So you've got last year's bank records.
Right.
And the system will go in and read the sheet as it's scanned in for each month, and it'll say, okay, this is Bank X, this is month January, maybe something else that you want to capture, like how many wires we did this. Or
I just kind of meant for ease of retrieval, because that was why I needed a secretary years ago. Where do we put that thing anyway?
Well, that's a big part of it, is organizing your information. I mean,
so how big of a business do we have to be in order to find your services valuable to us?
Well, I think, you know, we've got some nonprofits that are here in town that are 20, 30 boxes worth of imaging. So it's you don't have to be a monster company to justify it. And it's all piecemeal, so you get charged so much a sheet, and that's pretty standard stuff. And the other unknown is, how you want us to organize it, because that's our job, is to organize it so you can find a darn thing later. You know, if you can't find it, it's kind of useless.
So you're essentially a one-stop shop here. You're going to, first of all, set us up on the cloud. Then you're going to scan our documents and file them for us. And third, you're going to create a situation where we can keep on sending things up.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of our clients send us the electronic PDFs. And so we'll read in that PDF file rather than paper scanning it, get the whole electronic file, and we'll write the code that captures the data on those PDFs, so it just comes in one door and goes up to the cloud.
How hard as I try around here, I cannot get away from paper. And I'm trying and trying. We're a paperless studio here, except for Robin, who writes notes to himself. But otherwise, we are paperless in here. There's, we don't, the old days of having to pull a script out and stuff, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, it, more and more people are moving their operation into a paperless operation.
Mm-hmm.
We find a lot of our beginning work, is the legacy stuff. You know, We did one county client that had these massive ledger books going back to the 1800s. And those are almost like collector items or museum pieces. And if they lose it, it's gone. Yep. So they use it as a primary backup procedure.
How about individuals? Would they find your service?
It'd have to be a bigger volume, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So generally speaking, we business-to-business service provider.
All right. So the next question is, how do we hook up with you and find out more about this?
Yeah, well, we're local. As I said earlier, we have a warehouse and a scanning facility in Kalispell, just north of Fun Beverage. So we're right in the immediate community. We have a telephone number of 406-420-2424. And give us a call, or you can send us an email. And that's H.J. Ermoyan, E.R.
Excuse me. Forget the cough part of it.
Yeah.
That's not part of the address.
Let's turn that over. Yeah. H.J. Ermoyan, E.R.M.O.I.A.N. at globalarchives.net, or go to the web and search for Global Archives in your...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
Stuff.
This is fascinating stuff, and you've really kind of unclouded my thinking about the cloud.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, Gamarian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Hague.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well,